You Can Relax, that's the name of our podcast.
Hello, welcome to Relax the Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Colleen Ballinger.
The one and only.
Here with the real Colleen star Ballinger. Of the show, Eric Stocklin. Round of applause, everybody. Round of applause for Eric Carrot
Stocklin. Do that in
post? No, just in your head. Just do it in your head. Clap for him a little.
Oh, wait. We'll give him a second.
Oh, yeah. It's thunderous applause, I'm sure. Yeah. Lovey.
I think they're still clapping.
Oh, sorry.
Is it a standing ovation?
Of course it is.
Hi, love.
Hi, Lovey.
How's it going?
Oh, great.
Oh, we got a graphic shirt of the day.
Of course we do. We're doing graphic t-shirt of
the
day.
It's the classic Houston, I have so many problems.
Houston, I have so many problems.
There you go.
Yeah, this was one of the ones that we talked about on that episode where you were making fun of my graphic tees.
Uh-huh.
And so I decided to pull it out tonight for the episode.
It looks like they got stickers from Michaels and ironed them onto that shirt.
And I'm glad they did.
Yes.
Can I go first for relax? I need to get something off my chest.
Before we talk about that.
Yes.
There's something that I need to bring up.
Go for it,
Lovey. That I want to talk about. I need to bring to your attention.
Okay. This is a place. This is the time.
Okay. You know how we have all these kids and
I've
us.
Heard of them.
And we're always hungry all the time.
Yeah.
And we're so busy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so hard.
Mm-hmm.
So hard to, what am I going to do? Go to a grocery store?
No.
Am I going to pay one of those apps that sends somebody to a grocery store for me?
That's
crazy.
It's expensive.
What a crazy waste of money. Am I going to cook what's here? All that's here is cans of beans, thick beans, dense, thick beans. I don't want that for dinner.
Well, we usually just have been going with takeout, which is expensive and it's not good for us. And that's what we've slowly started doing.
No, I want something that's nutritious.
I know.
I'm healthy. I'm trying to keep it tight.
And we've started doing that.
Yes. Because guess what we found?
We found
Dinnerly.
Dinnerly.
This podcast is sponsored by Dinnerly. Dinnerly is the most affordable meal kit that we've ever come across, with meals as low as $2.99 per meal. With our code RELAX.
Yes.
You know it. RELAX all caps, man. Not yeah. RELAX. Don't write all caps. Just
put
RELAX
it in
capital letters. And you can get up to 27 free meals.
That's a deal.
With Dinnerly, you can choose from over 100 delicious dishes every week. From steak dinners to oven-roasted salmon.
Salmon.
This is French for salmon. Or even your favorite takeout dupes.
Yes.
It means like it looks like takeout, but it's a dupe.
It tastes like takeout, but it's more delicious and healthier.
But you got duped. My favorite one that we've cooked recently, and I know you think I'm going to say the beef and wine ravioli with mushrooms, which
yes,
was
you did love that one.
Amazing. But the other one that I think was kind of wild. I was like, I'm going to add that to our thing, which like ended up really working out, was the Philly style pork burgers.
Ah, yes. Yes.
You didn't think it would make sense because it's like a pork burger.
I didn't.
Broccoli, Fontina cheese, a very underappreciated cheese.
Yeah.
On a burger.
You were so excited about that one.
Philadelphia, man. They're like, how about we make a pork burger with broccoli?
You were so
and
down
Dinnerly was
with
like,
that one.
We're running with that.
I was pleasantly surprised. I did not, no offense, but I didn't have high hopes. And I was like shocked.
Yeah.
Very good.
It's the other white meat. Pork.
Oh,
that's what they say about it. People
I didn't
forget.
Know. I didn't know where you're going with that one.
You can also find meals that will help you party with ease this holiday season. Love you like the holidays.
Of course I
when
do.
When are you going to decorate for Christmas this year?
I would do it tomorrow,
don't say tomorrow
if you let me.
Damn it. Dinnerly is truly a lifesaver, helping you stay stress-free with day-to-day meals while also offering convenient and affordable solutions for holiday hosting. If you're serving a crowd, they have the holiday brunch board.
I'm legit so excited about this.
Do we like boards?
Of course we love boards, but what I love more is that I'm not going to have to think about food and cooking dinner or what to prepare.
Or spend $1,000 on all the different things that you got to do to make a board. Like they're going to just gonna give you
all,
the board.
But it's going to be so nice. All I have to focus on is the holidays. I don't have to think about the food and feeding everyone. It's already going to be done. And then we get to do like a fun little cooking activity as a family. It's going to be so cutesy.
They also got a herbed sausage stuffing.
You love a sausage.
You love stuffing. And a holiday lights gingerbread cookies.
Hello. Okay. Cookies.
Gingerbread, holidays.
Cookies? Holidays.
Lights.
This is my jam. I'm so excited.
Are you worried if this is customizable?
A Dinnerly?
Was that a concern for you? Because it is, love. You can choose your own protein, swap in low carb, or make the dish vegetarian. They also are the only meal kit with gluten-free customizations.
Yes. I love all these options because I have family members who are dairy free. I have family members who are gluten free.
Right.
So it's like nice to know that those options are available in case I'm cooking for other people.
Well, also like who doesn't want to customize the stuff? Yeah. You know,
it's amazing.
It's like, I don't want pickles on some things and you want pickles on things.
Yeah.
Well, now you have the option to choose. You can customize it.
Exactly.
I don't know.
It's beautiful.
Do whatever you want. Get creative with it.
Yes.
They give you the tools.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You enact these tools. It's like
the hardest part about figuring out what to eat for dinner is figuring out what to eat for dinner. And that part gets kind of figured out for you. And then you just, all the ingredients are there and you're good
to go. This like takes about, I'm going to say 40% of the anxiety out of my day.
I would agree with that. I'd say more.
A large portion of my anxiety is like, well, what? Yeah.
That we discuss, that we stress about is like, oh,
well, we
dinners.
Don't fight. We tiff. But like when we're tiffing, it's about.
It's like, oh, what are we going to eat? Should we go to the grocery store? Should we order food? Should we like, it's like, it's so like, and it's never, it wasn't for so long. It wasn't enjoyable. It was like dinner was like a pain. It was like, oh, we have to figure out dinner. And I was like, it's like fun and exciting to have little date nights where
it's
you cook
also,
and like.
I find that with this, we're eating way healthier.
And the kids like to help too. It's fun.
Yeah, they do. They like cutting things.
Yeah. Well, so not with real. Okay, hold on. We're not letting our kids just cut things up with big old butcher knives. They have little kid safe knives.
Of course. Yeah.
They love it. I don't know. I feel like I have to clarify these things.
We're just giving our kids butcher knives?
Yeah, I don't know.
We're not.
No, they have their little kid save knives, but they do love helping us.
Also with Dinnerly, you're not locked in long term. They have a flexible subscription that allows you to edit, pause, or cancel your boxes anytime.
That's true.
I just got hungry. My stomach is growling thinking about this.
My tummy is grumbly too. Love. What should we make?
I know what I'm making.
Honey garlic chicken cutlets.
Oh, we still have that. We didn't make that one. Yes. Okay, let's do that.
Okay, we'll do
that. That's a great idea.
I know. Yum. It's gonna be great. We're like master chefs now.
You had me at honey.
I feel like I used to love to cook and then my love for cooking went away because it was just too complicated and stressful. And now I'm loving cooking again. And it's like, I almost feel like I'm tricking everyone because everyone thinks like we're like great cooks now. When really it's just Dinnerly is telling us what to do.
Mm-hmm. You tricked me. Lovey, this holiday season, give the gift of great, affordable food with Dinnerly. Head to dinnerly.com/offer/relax and use the code relax for up to 27 free meals. Once again, that's dinnerly.com/offer/relax for up to 27 free meals. And make sure you use the promo code relax so they know we sent you.
Check it out. So this is kind of a hot take of who I think needs to relax this week.
Okay.
So in case you're tuning in for the first time, hi, what are you doing here? And this podcast is just us chatting and saying what we think needs to relax.
Who are you? What are you doing here? And welcome.
And welcome. We're glad to have you. So what I think needs to relax this week.
I feel like that's a t-shirt.
What? If you're new here, what are you doing here?
No.
What?
Who are you and what are you doing?
Like, who are you?
Relax. Who are you? What are you doing here?
Okay. I like that.
That's good.
Anyway, who or what I think needs to relax this week?
Sure.
I'm going to get so much hate for this.
You're used to it.
Crumble cookies, love.
Yeah.
Crumble cookies.
You're going after crumble cookies?
I know.
You're going to be attacked.
I know. Because here's the thing. I've done so many videos eating crumble cookies.
I was going to say.
And being like, these are so delicious. Wow, this is so good.
There was a period of time where there was a box of them.
Every week, every time they switched out the cookies, I got the new cookies.
On our kitchen counter, yeah.
So I love cookies. I don't know if you know this about me.
I'm aware.
But I really love cookies. And I think everyone loves crumble cookies so much and everyone talks about how they're so amazing. I want to like them so bad. And I think I've had a couple of good ones. I think I've had a couple crumble cookies. I was like, whoa, this is so amazing.
Yeah.
But the majority of them are not good. They're dry, stale. They never put enough frosting on it.
Oh my gosh.
And they're cold. Like they're never warm.
Uh-huh.
Even when I like, and if I've been before and been like, they've said they're sold out of a certain cookie. And I'll be like, oh, okay, you're sold out. Well, are you making any more today? And they're like, yeah, they're in the oven. I'm like, oh, I'll just wait for those to come out. And they go, you can't. You have to wait till they're out of the oven, then get back in line, and then you can order them. You can't order them and then wait. Isn't that interesting?
I can't even
get them warm.
They're like a retail business. I mean, I feel like that would cause chaos there. There's already like long lines at that place, right?
It takes 10 minutes for a cookie to bake.
Yeah.
But yes, it would cause chaos. I'm not mad at the people who work at this at Crumble. This is not their fault. I just think, I don't understand how Crumble has gotten so much hype when like,
is it
the
still,
cookies aren't that good, guys.
Is the fad over or is it still like really popular?
I feel like I still see people talking about Crumble cookies all the time. And I'm not saying they're all bad. I've had very delicious, they have like, when they have like the dark chocolate chip or the semi-sweet chocolate chip cookie, and it's, if it's warm, like that, yeah. It's incredible. And they have this one that's like pink frosting, like, or like a vanilla buttercream frosting, like birthday cake kind of one. It's like a vanilla cookie with like a buttercream frosting. It's amazing, but they never really have it anymore. They usually just have these weird flavors. They're like carrot cake, pumpkin, and it's, and they're dry.
Crumble cookies, if you're listening, don't take this personally. My wife is a total
cookie. I love you. If you're listening,
no,
I love
you. It's not about that. It's that she's a total cookie snob.
I am.
She's like very elitist about cookies.
I am.
You couldn't make a good one for her. I've tried.
You make great cookies.
And I'm someone she loves and lives in the same house as her. And I make cookies and she throws them in the trash.
That's literally a lie. That's not true. But here's the
other
thing.
You only like dark chocolate, whatever. So if you're like a cookie company and you're like, yeah, people like chocolate, but also like, let's do this fun, like carrot cake, pumpkin spice one. You know what I mean? Like, let's try that. It's not for you, love. Not everything's
for
you.
I totally agree. I'm not the center of the universe, obviously. And most people have completely opposite opinions of me on this planet.
Main character syndrome.
Girl, the opposite. I'm usually admitting like I am very much wrong. And I know that everyone's going to disagree with me on this. I know most people love Crumble, as they should. I'm so grateful that Crumble exists for all those people who love it. I think more than me saying that Crumble needs to relax, what needs to relax is my desperation to like it. Like, I think I've tried for years to like Crumble cookies, and there's a few that I've liked, but
the
for the
most
part-
The 2 years they've been around, you've tried? Years.
Yeah, the years. And I'm telling you, like, I don't like them. I'm admitting it finally. I'm taking a stance. I'm finally saying, like, guys, I'm done trying to be someone I'm not. I'm done trying to pretend.
I feel like there's a lot of content of you like eating and talking about these cookies.
There is. And I've been honest in all those reviews. Like I've said, if I like them, I've said, if they're great, I've said, if they're bad. And usually my reaction's like, that's fine.
I know nothing about that. As someone who lacks a sweet tooth, I know nothing about them. Are they everywhere? Are they like, is it like a massive chain?
No, I know that there's like, I heard that they're in America.
Like, is it only California?
I think it's just... I feel like it's America, but maybe it's is it just California?
I don't, I'm asking you. I don't know.
I don't know if it's
In and Out and there was like, just like, you know.
I don't know, but I know that I heard that in Australia, they open like, there's suddenly a pop-up shop Crumble cookie or something in Australia.
And they're going crazy.
Don't fact check me because I didn't fact check this. I think I saw a TikTok and scrolled past it on it, but.
Well, that's facts.
Yeah. But what happened was the cookies were really expensive and people were so excited to finally try Crumble cookie. So everyone went and lined up and it was like, the line was long, crazy. And everyone buys these cookies and then they get home and everyone's like, these taste like actual butthole because they were extremely stale. They were like so bad. And then they found out that this pop-up shop was not affiliated with Crumble. It was just people who were fans of Crumble flew to America,
flew to Australia.
No, they flew, Australians flew to America.
Oh, what?
Bought a bajillion of these cookies, flew back to Australia and then upcharged everyone and sold them for a lot of money, but they were like, they had traveled with them.
It's a long flight.
I actually don't even know if this is a true story. I think I literally just saw
this
on TikTok.
This is a TikTok you didn't even watch, you scrolled through, and that's your
so now
crazy.
I'm gonna slightly fact check right now. Hold on. Yeah, okay. I can't believe how much I got right for a TikTok that I scrolled past. A pop-up in North Bondi, Australia. This Crumble cookies, they were being sold for $17.50.
US?
And normally they're like $5 here.
Okay.
And which also is extremely expensive for a cookie.
I would assume. Yeah, I think
$5.
So.
Okay, anyway. The event organizers assured fans in their Crumble Sydney TikTok bio that they are not endorsed by Crumble, just fans supporting. But the event still drew a massive crowd. There's long lines, blah, blah, blah. But then they got a lot of backlash. The cookies weren't fresh. They had to be transported from the U.S. They spent the organizers
admitted.
Were
they honest about that?
Well,
they like, we went to America, got these cookies and flew
well,
them
looks
back?
Like, I don't know. I don't think people were like reading. Like if I heard that like Levain Bakery is my favorite cookie shop in the universe and it's in New York City.
Yeah.
If they were going to open one in Los Angeles, I heard about it. I don't think I'd be like, let me check the facts on this and make sure it's not fan organized. You know what I mean? I would be like, oh, there's a Levain coming. Do you know what I mean? Like if I heard there's a pop-up Levain, I wouldn't be like, I'm going to double check and make sure no one's going there and flying back.
How is that even legal? Like what do you, what did they?
Because they put on the social media and stuff like we're just fans, but like who's reading the fine print, you know? So I feel like there must have been people upset about this. But
well, where are they buying these? Are they buying, is it, do they make a fake Crumble Cookies store?
I don't know. It says.
Or was it just like they were in a parking lot? I don't understand.
Well, the organizers of this event revealed they spent $4,000 on flights and luggage, $6,000 on cookies and packaging, $2,000 in duties, taxes, and custom brokering, and $1,000 in staffing. They purchased 840 cookies from the U.S. and brought them to Australia. And then the founder of Crumble Cookies said. He was quick to speak out on TikTok. You need to try them fresh in America. P.S. This pop-up is not affiliated with Crumble Cookies.
If it's not affiliated, if this wasn't sanctioned, how were they able to like purchase that many cookies from one place?
I don't know.
I've never been there. I can't imagine you just show up to a Crumble Cookie Center. I'm like, I would like 8,000 cookies.
No, I'm sure they did it ahead of time. But I bet you people have done like,
what do you mean?
I'm sure like you can call places like that and be like, hey, I'm having a wedding or an event. Can we purchase, you know, 1,000 cookies, you know, but I'm sure people have events or weddings and whatever.
Okay. Things.
I don't know. I don't own a big company like that. I don't know how that works, but,
But you don't like them anyways.
I don't, I do not, but I don't.
You'd always buy them and you'd leave them on the counter and you would like cut them up in like
a bite of each,
like little pizza slices, these cookies, you mm-hmm. know, you let the kids try them. You would eat them. You would try them. And sometimes I would like take a bite and I would be like, It's not worth it.
I think it was exciting. Like everyone was always talking about them, but also I think it was exciting. The idea that there was different flavors every week. I think it's a really good marketing strategy by them. I think it's really smart to be like, oh, there's new fun, funky flavors every week. I think that's really fun. Like, so even when they weren't good, I wasn't even mad. Cause I was like, how fun. I got to try this bizarre rainbow sprinkle kitty cat.
Yeah.
Like forest cupcake. Cookie, you know, yeah. They're always like very creative.
It's a marketing thing, I think, and it's like a trend thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So like it's, you know, it's like how coffee places like Starbucks and such are like, oh, each season we're going to have all these crazy frappuccinos and they charge you like $7 for a drink and just because it puts cinnamon on top in the fall, you know?
It's funny that you're talking about this because I actually got caught in like a trend happy food thing this week where there was a fast food chain that was offering we're going to do the meal from SpongeBob. You know what I mean? And it's going to, because SpongeBob's character like makes this.
I've heard of it.
This burger and whatever. And it comes, you know, this and it comes with fries. And then there's like a special Frosty that they're doing or whatever. And so I was like, oh, and there's one like kind of far from us, like 20 minutes or whatever. And I was like, I'm just going to go. I don't even eat fast food. But I think I was
just, shocked that I night was
like
when you said
sucked
you wanted to
into
that.
Like the hype of like people being excited about the Krabby Patty or whatever. That's what it's called from the cartoon. Then I went there and then like there was a sign on the drive-through speaker that was like, just so you know, we don't have the Frosties, which is 90% of like the thing. And then I was like, okay. And then I was like, well, I'll just get it anyways. And it was literally just a
cheeseburger.
It was just a cheeseburger. Yeah.
Yeah.
The packaging wasn't different. Like nothing was, it was just a regular cheeseburger. They were out of the thing.
It's such smart marketing though, because I feel like I always get those things when it's like some celebrity endorsed like meal.
After.
And then I will go to like that a fast food place. It's like, oh, it's like not this, but like, oh, it's the Ariana Grande meal. Yeah, right. That would never happen. But you know what I'm saying? And I get it. And it's like, it's just like a cheeseburger fries with like also chicken nuggets.
But that's
too.
Like what they would
like,
order.
Yeah, it's like, it's like what they would order. It's not anything crazy. It's like, an extra slice of cheese on the burger.
Yeah, everything
I'm
talking
like,
about.
Why did I picture for this?
And didn't Dunkin' Donuts do that with like that person? Like, didn't Dunkin' Donuts have like a specific drink for like some girl that was like a TikToker?
Oh yeah.
I feel like that was, so I feel like it's, you know what it is? It's just like modern marketing.
It's very smart.
And like, yeah, things we didn't have to worry about.
Anyway, who needs to relax for you today, love?
No, I went to get the mail. And I was like, I like this.
Getting mail?
Getting the mail. This is a pleasant experience for me. I feel relaxed. I enjoy this. I enjoy walking to the mailbox. I enjoy unlocking the mailbox, getting the mail out of it. I have excitement about this. I was like, oh, I like, this is like a nice thing. This is a nice ritual. I like getting the mail. And I was like kind of wishing that like that was all the mail I got no email.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So like, I think what needs to relax is the is email. And then we don't get it. I don't want it anymore. And
I
if,
agree.
And if you have something to say to me, you have to write it in a letter, put it in an envelope, get a stamp and send it to me and expect a reply in the same amount of time it took you to send that letter.
Hmm. I like this.
I think the sense of urgency and how available we are, you know, with email, I don't like it.
I'm not available through email. Well, you just don't a very long time to respond.
You just don't
email.
Respond to them. But you, I don't know if I mentioned this on the podcast, but you got me this awesome gift of a typewriter. I feel like, you okay?
No, I saw something floating and I couldn't tell if it was in my eyeballs. You know how sometimes there's like floaty things in your eyeballs?
Well, it's October.
You know what I'm talking about?
It could have been a ghost.
No, but do you know what I'm saying? Like when you close your eyes and you see like little floaty worms and floaty dots?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought, I was like, is it that? Is this real life? Is this a dream? Is this my eyeballs?
Yeah, I think that all the time.
I don't know what it was, but there was something. Anyway, sorry, I got you a gift.
Yeah, if a typewriter.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, all these emails I'm getting, I'm just going to say, hey, what's your address? And I'll reply.
I'm gonna
write you a
Please
letter
do
on
it.
A typewriter. And that's, you know, I don't like that they're like, here's the thing. Sign it.
Mm-hmm.
Follow-up email, reminder, sign this thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, all these emails. How do you even get my email?
You don't get your email?
How do you even get my email? Like all these people sending me
Well, I
emails.
Don't like, email annoys me because there's so many.
Is that cookies bringing it back to cookies?
What's cookies?
Is that why how they get my email? Like these places, like these businesses?
Well, I think you put in your email when you're ordering things. I think that's how people are getting your email.
Don't think so.
Well, I don't know how else they would get it, but I know that for me, I guess I have the same question. There's a lot of times where I'm like, why am I getting emails from this place that I right. don't know anything about? And I can't stand that with my emails are constantly overflowing now because I like don't even want to open it and see all the ones that just because of how cumbersome it is just to unsubscribe from all the different emails that I don't want to be getting.
But if you go to the mailbox and you're like, why I don't know why I got this thing, you know what I mean? This is spam. Mail, but it's like actual mail.
I don't really open regular mail either.
Not as good for the environment, and that sucks. But like, I want to go back to like mail, man.
You can write me letters.
Pony Express. That'd be so sweet. Funny if I were to write you a letter and put it to the post office and send here. Okay.
Well, send it to just give it to me.
I would want it to be mailed to you.
Well, I would never open it. Do I open my mail?
Yeah, you know. You don't check any form of mail, do you?
No, I think I'm a little like, I don't like to, I'm scared. I'm just so terrified of bad news these days that I just like, I don't like to look at any form of communication from anyone. Voicemails, text messages, emails, letters.
Get out of here.
Get out of here with any of it. Yeah. It's all terrifying. But did you ever have a pen pal?
Yeah.
You did?
We did that. Yeah, I remember we did that in third grade. Our teacher in third grade, no, it was fourth grade. Our teacher in fourth grade, he had a brother that was also a teacher at another elementary school. And so he organized that we would be pen pals.
Oh, that's so cute.
With like their classes. And we did this for a full school year. And then
did you ever meet them?
And then at the end of the year.
Shut up. This is so cute.
They came to our school. And we did
like a pizza party or something.
No, we did like a competition, like a field day. Like there were like races.
Wait, that's not what I was expecting.
Yeah.
You're like, I've been writing to you for a year. Now let's see
now
if I can kick
faster.
Your butt.
Yeah.
That's really
funny. It's
strange.
Funny. Me and one of my best friends from growing up are still like great friends. And we still like, we'll like joke about it still.
Who did you write to?
Some kid named Dylan.
So did you meet, you met Dylan?
Yeah, it's funny when you, it's.
So it's like you literally you did like Love is Blind because you like envisioned what this person's going to look like.
I mean, yeah, I guess.
Did he send you a picture?
It's the exact same thing. No.
What? So you had no idea. So when you met him in person, were you like, whoa, that is not
that
what
kid's
I thought.
Fast. Yeah.
No, but were you like, that's not what I thought he looks like in my head.
I didn't care. I was in fourth grade.
What do you mean you didn't care?
I was
it's
like,
not
yeah, that's
caring.
What you look like. I wasn't like over analytical. I was a fourth grader. I was like.
No, so when you were reading his letter, you weren't envisioning a human being?
I didn't care. All. No, I was just like, you would.
It's not about caring. It's just
it
about
like,
what your brain does.
It was like
does.
Always competitive. It was like something, you're trying to be funny. You were like a fourth grade boy. No, it wasn't like, let me learn about you and your life. And oh, man, I wonder what you look like. No, it was like, it was just, we were sitting.
Well, I'm not
there
saying
writing.
You were falling in love with him. I'm just saying like when you read a letter,
no,
from, like when I read a letter from someone, I'm envisioning what they look like. I'm not like, just like.
No, it was like, if it was like a homework exercise. I didn't want to do it. I wasn't excited about it. I wasn't like interested
oh my
in,
God,
like,
I would have
in like
loved
the human aspect of it, or like over analyzing it.
Like, I want to do it right now.
It was
now.
Literally like, it was like, I can't wait for this. It was like not, it was like, nothing,
how do but, I get a pen pal?
But I remember it, 'cause it was funny.
Can we get pen pals on Relax? Like, can I be a pen pal with someone? I would
how do you
literally
get a pen
love
pal?
It so much. I want a pen pal. I love
you
pen pals.
Don't, you, we just talked about how you don't open mail.
I know, but I want to send
you don't
it.
Respond to mail.
I would to pen
voicemail,
pals.
Voicemail, email,
if
mail.
If I got
mail.
A handwritten letter, I read that. I read, that's the mail I do read. I read my fan mail that I get like to my PO box.
Uh-huh.
I read that. And mm-hmm. I love that. I love reading like handwritten letters, handwritten notes. I think it's the sweetest.
No, you
like,
do that.
Cutest. I love it so much. And I had a lot of pen pals growing up. I love pen pals. I would put like, I would literally go to the craft store to pick out which stickers I was going to put on.
Where would you get these pen pals?
Well, my homeschool group. It was like my friends that I saw in homeschooling.
Oh, so you knew them?
Yeah. They're my friends. And we would like write letters to each other.
That's not a pen pal, I don't think.
It actually is. I was writing with a pen on
a piece
of paper.
Did you ever write
someone you
don't know?
And I would send it in the mail. Huh?
Do you ever, I don't think people do this.
Write letters?
To people that they don't know. I mean, I feel like there's like reality shows where it's like to people incarcerated.
Oh, no, I don't do that. Yeah, no, I don't think I've ever had like a pen pal that I didn't like, just because how would I find them to like write a letter to them?
This is the question I'm asking.
No, but I did have lots of pen pals. I've written to lots of people.
Your homeschool
that were
group.
My friends. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Why are you saying it in this broad statement? You've had so many pen pals.
I have.
But you're like asking the question, I don't know how to get pen pals. And you
well,
also
yeah.
don't answer mail. No, you wrote letters to your friends in homeschool
mm-hmm.
for a long time.
I think I have them. Like, I think I could go upstairs and get them right now.
You are a bit of a hoarder when it comes to those types of things.
Just those, but everything else, throw it away. Donate it. I'm not sentimental about most things, but like stuff from childhood, stuff like heirlooms and stuff like letters, diaries,
yeah, and
handwritten,
letters, yeah.
homemade things. Yes, I will keep it for the rest of my life.
So many.
But, stuff that's just been bought like randomly, like no, I don't keep it.
Huh.
Trash it, donate it, get rid of it. Anyway,
I guess are comments kind of like having a pen pal? Do you ever write back?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, I write back. It's kind of like, it's not the same though as like writing it out.
All right. Well,
it's
if like, anyone wants to be Colleen's pen pal, I don't know.
It will never happen, but it's a nice thought. That'd be so fun to have a pen pal and not know what the person looks like and then like, do like a Love is Blind, but like for a friend, like a pen pal friend, and then meet them in person and be like, that is not what I thought. See, I couldn't even do
you
it.
You just want to know somebody without knowing what they look like, it sounds like.
No, I just think it would be like, but I couldn't do it with someone who watches our stuff because they would know what I look like because they see me.
Oh, you want them to not know what you look? It sounds like you just want to be on Love is Blind.
I definitely don't want to be on Love is Blind.
Okay.
Zero. That sounds horrible.
So you want to find someone that doesn't know what you look like and write them letters and you
it
don't want
to
know
so
what they look like.
It's so fun to write letters.
I'm sure that exists. The internet's weird. People have done everything. I'm sure there's a website that's like penpals.com.
Hmm.
And you can just go on there. Look it up.
I will. No, I'm not doing that right now.
Literally just put in pen pals and that's all I searched
mm-hmm.
on the internet. Top thing. Welcome to Pen Pal World. Pen Pal World. A place where you could meet over 3 million pen pals from every country on the planet.
I'm doing it. Can we do it? And I could read them on the podcast. That'd be so fun. I got to do this. I have to do it.
Yeah.
Is it free? How much does it cost?
I don't know. I think that's, I'm sure there's, the next thing it says, what is the safest pen pal website?
I guess. Literally safest. Like never would do it like weirdly.
There's, I didn't mean to like shout out that one, first one, but yeah, there's lots of them. And there's
okay,
ones,
well,
there's
I'll
ones that are
it.
Rated more safe. Yeah, you be safe about this.
Of course I'm going to be safe about it. Hello.
Yeah.
But oh my God, that'd be so fun. What if we as the Relax the Podcast family get a pen pal? That would be so cute.
How do I get a legit pen pal? Yeah, there's exactly.
Oh my God,
exactly
I love this
I said.
So much.
There's so
much.
It's like, it's big business.
I love it.
You can buy stock in that company probably.
Well,
it's global.
That's amazing. I love it.
I'm excited for you.
Me too. I was looking up.
What are you guys going to talk about?
Anything and everything. Our interests.
What do you, what? opening pen pal letter, what are you saying?
Hi, I'm so excited to have a pen pal. This is so much fun. I used to have pen pals as a kid. Yeah. It was one of my favorite things to do. I was homeschooled and I would say that, like, who my pen pals were. Yeah. And I was looking for a way to have a pen pal now as an adult. And I just found this place and I'm so excited. This is going to be so much fun. I'll tell you a little bit about myself and then say my name and things I'm interested in and like things I like to do on the daily.
Yeah.
My hobbies. I like rocks. They'll scare them away.
What are you getting out of this?
It's just fun. It's so fun. And you get to know someone, like, become friends with someone, like, through letters. Come on. What do you mean? What am I getting out of it? It's so fun. You get a friend. What's better than a friend? Friendship is the best gift of all.
Yeah.
Haven't you heard?
That's pretty great.
Come on. That's so cute.
All right. You go for it, love. You do it.
Whatever. I will. I was speaking of weird things, I guess. Mm-hmm. I was trying to think of some fun things for us to do on the podcast. And I wanted to do there's like a trend a while ago on TikTok that was like what's it called? The cake, the hear me out cake. I was like, maybe we'll do that. And Eric's like, what? What is this? And I was like, never mind, we won't do that. So I was like trying to look up like fun things that we could do tonight because this is our date night. And so I was like, oh, what's a fun like date night thing we could do tonight?
Okay.
And so then I just started like Googling random stuff. And we've done this in the past from like crazy couple quiz, you know, like dumb things like that. Uh-huh. And I looked up like, hold on, I have to find it exactly what I searched prior to the Australian crumble cookie.
Why am I jealous of a pen pal you don't even have yet?
Oh my God. Are you still thinking about that?
I got a little jealous.
Lovey. Don't be jealous.
Okay.
You can be the pen pal with me. Maybe there's couple pen pals.
That sounds good. Like, this is getting weird now.
That'd be real weird.
This is getting weird.
Anyway. So I searched.
Pen pals with a random couple.
That would be so weird. Like a couple
meeting
writing
them in
a couple.
Amsterdam.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
I think I searched like funny questions or something, or weird questions or funny questions
you
or
did?
Something like that. And it was like crazy weird questions you can ask on a first date, and like crazy weird questions you can ask a family, like stupidest like things. So I wrote down some of the craziest questions I could ask you.
As if this is our first date?
No, just as like as humans that who we are, just as us. But okay. We could pretend we're on a first. Do you want to pretend like we're on a first date?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, so are you ready to hear a crazy, silly question you can ask your partner?
Yeah.
On a date or a first date or it didn't specify if it was supposed to be for.
Why do you keep saying that then?
Because I feel like I don't remember and I can't find the website I found it on, but it was like.
Okay.
Anyway, one silly thing that you can't live without. Isn't that a crazy question?
Gosh.
But I think what will make it more fun is if you answer for me and I answer for you, what I think you would say, what you think I would say.
Okay.
One, it said silly. One silly thing you can't live without.
One silly thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of things you can't live without.
Yeah, but can you think of a silly thing?
You can't live without.
I would say for you.
Uh-huh.
A bagel. I feel like you always want a bagel.
I think I've earned it.
Yeah, I agree with you.
At the end of like on a weekend, on like a Sunday morning.
You love a bagel,
I'm like,
man.
It's bagel time, baby.
Yeah, I'd say a silly thing you can't live without would be a bagel.
Everything. Give me everything.
An everything
on that
bagel. Yeah, lots of cream cheese.
Oh, if you put extra cream cheese.
So much cream cheese.
Get it on there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Bought bagels today.
You bought bagels today?
Thinking about the weekend.
Oh, okay.
I'm thinking about Sunday.
What's a silly thing I can't live without?
Coca-Cola in a can. It's not silly. But you said bagel as if that was some like hilarious. So.
I didn't think it was hilarious. It was just factual.
You can't live without wherever you get these sleep shorts from.
Oh, I love sleep shorts.
I don't know who sells them. They seem completely unbranded.
They are.
Mix matched.
Anywhere. You can get them anywhere.
They look like they couldn't. They don't go.
With anything,
and they don't care. they're just like, we exist as we. It's like fabric, like improv into the form of shorts. And
that's
you're
the
like,
best way to describe
I'm
them.
Gonna sleep in this. And it's like, kids' bath time. And as bath time's wrapping up, I know you're going in there. And
I'm putting on my sleeve shorts.
Silly shorts, love.
They're not silly. They're not silly like my shirts. They're generic. I have one pair with like koi fish on them.
Uh-huh.
But other than that.
Where are you getting these adult pajama shorts?
You can get them. Like, you can get them at Marshall's. You can get them at Ross. You can get them at Target. You get them on Amazon. You can get them
anywhere.
They're
in all those places because nobody wants these. But
I want them. And I only want them if they have pockets, first of all, let me just say. But I don't want to sleep in my underwear. That's not comfortable to me because I usually only like have like, you know, whale tail type of underwear. I don't really have like full on underwear. What? I have like thong underwear. I don't wear like.
You'd say that.
I don't know. I just don't like, I don't know. Why am I talking about my underwear all of a sudden? But although tonight I was wearing my sleep shorts when I was putting the babies to sleep, the twins to sleep. And Maisie goes, I was wearing a bluey shirt and sleep shorts. And Maisie goes, Mommy, I like your shirt. I want that shirt. Where'd you get it? Mm-hmm. I go, the store. She goes, oh, and where'd you get those panties, Mama? Talking about my sleep shorts.
She can be a hype man at times.
Yeah, so I was like, I got them at a store. She goes, I like those panties. They're full on sleep shorts. Like, and they're not short shorts. Like, they're like mid-thigh. Like,
no,
they're not they're like sexy.
They're
not
like JV shorts. Basketball shorts.
Yeah, they're great. They're cozy. They're soft. I don't want to sleep in underwear. I don't want to sleep naked. I don't want to sleep in pants. It's too much. Too much fabric. I want to be nice and cool. That's
but
the
they
perfect.
Look- They look lived. They look appreciated.
They are so
because you have there's like a rotation.
Uh-huh.
It's not like your vast graphic tee collection. There's yeah. I feel like there's only like four.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel like that's being fair.
Yeah, that's. Oh, you know there are a few that I'm thinking of. I've been sent a few from different
hectic,
companies.
Love. They're hectic. it's.
Yeah, I know.
We've
know
I've never
about,
specifically made fun of
I've
you
been,
for this.
I've been sent them by companies. Now I know which ones you're talking about. I have ones with like garbage trucks all over them, but also frills.
Yeah.
And like ones with like pink leopard print.
Right.
Yeah, now I know what you're talking about, the hectic ones. I didn't buy those. Those were sent to me and I love them. They're so soft. They're like bamboo material. It's amazing.
Oh. Oh, it's like when a company makes like baby clothes,
yeah,
but
it's
they
like
also
matching
make like a mama,
mommies, yeah.
Like a mama set. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, now we've found the genesis.
Yeah.
Of
if
where
you look
these
at all the ones that
from.
I have, our kids have had matching pajamas to the shorts that I have.
Yeah. It's just,
and they're so cozy.
It's just, I know it's like clockwork. Yeah.
I love them.
You could set your watch to it for sure.
Yeah. I'd wear them all day if I could.
Uh-huh.
I love my sleep shorts. Anyway, why are we talking about sleep shorts? Oh, that's what I can't live without. That's a very funny one.
For
okay.
And for me, it's bagels. Okay.
I mean, I could think of another one. Do you want me to?
If you could try.
I mean, if you're going clothing, it'd be shoes, like some new sneaker.
It's not silly.
It's not silly. No, I can't. I don't know that I can
a
think
silly
of a silly
thing.
One.
Yeah, I don't know.
A silly thing you can't live without. I would say, I think bagels is pretty silly, to be honest.
It's pretty
but
good.
I would say Q-tips.
Yeah.
I feel like you.
I get stressed.
You need Q-tips, even though you're not supposed to put them in your ears.
Sorry. We're all doing it, aren't we?
Not everyone, but some.
What else you got? What's another? This is
okay. You ready for the
great
next
first
crazy
date?
Question?
Yeah.
All the details of your first kiss. I don't think I know your first kiss story. Like, I literally don't think I know it.
All the details of it?
Yeah, like, what was your first kiss? I don't think I know this. I feel like you
I think it would be.
Don't you notice that everyone
well,
knows?
It's almost, there's so many that it's like which.
So many first kisses. How do you have so
like,
many
which
first
was like,
kisses?
It's all a blur, love.
But that doesn't make any sense. You don't have multiple first times doing that.
The first time I remember, it was me and my best friend, and we. Could you just get off the school bus at any person's house?
I never went on a school bus. I don't know.
I'm trying to think if that was kind of like the Wild West. Like when we would ride the school bus, you needed like permission to get on like a different bus and get off at like a different kid's house. You never rode a school bus?
Mm-mm.
Never?
Like on field trips.
But not like, like a daily thing?
No.
I'm kind of sad for you that you didn't never have that experience. I feel like it was, and I don't think, I feel like, do they do that anymore? I guess sure they do.
I don't know.
Of course they do. But I just know as now I'm becoming a parent of like a school age child that it's like there's a big drop off pickup situation. There is no bus option. Mm-hmm. So that's just our particular situation. But anyways, yeah, it was like a cool, I think that was like a cool part of life that there was like, oh, we had to get up and we had to go to the bus stop. get on the school bus, you know, and like that was like a whole thing, and the school bus ride home. But I'm trying to think of like the rules, but I remember it was me and my best friend, and we got on a school bus that wasn't ours.
Wait, okay.
And we got off at the bus stop of these two girls, one of which was like a note girlfriend, you know what I mean? Like maybe my first girlfriend. Like, yeah.
Oh, like pen pal.
Yeah, pen pal, essentially. But a pen pal through friends. Like, she wouldn't write me notes, but her friends would write notes on her behalf to me.
How old are you?
Fold them into triangles. This is probably sixth or seventh grade, maybe.
Okay.
Somewhere in there, I think.
Okay. I can't believe I haven't heard this story.
And it was like a weird thing. It was like, you guys need to kiss now. And
who said that?
Like my best friend and her best friend.
Where were you?
In the streets.
You just got off the bus. They were right there.
Yeah,
we were
just like walking around their neighborhood. You know what I mean? And
your mom wasn't like, why isn't Eric coming home? The school bus came and no one
dude,
got off?
Dude, this is the 90s. What do you mean?
Like, oh my God. Okay.
Nobody cared where we were. They didn't put Apple tags in our backpacks. Like it was like, we have jobs. You are kids. We'll see you when it's dark. You know? And I remember it was just like, you guys go, you know, they were like kind of yelling us to do it. And then we like walked really far down this, like this cul-de-sac, and they were like back way down the street, but they were still yelling at us to kiss. And so it's, yeah.
Did you kiss?
So we just like, yeah, it was just like that. Yeah. And it was like, it was nuts. It was like the.
Just once, just a peck, and then you ran back. Did you say anything?
I don't know if it was
that. Give me a deets.
I don't know if it was that. No, I don't care. Remember?
Wait, you don't remember if you said anything or she said anything?
Well, I don't remember if it was that or if there was like another like party where there was like a spin the bottle situation.
When you were 11?
No, I don't know. It was like around the same time. So I don't really know which was first.
You don't remember which one?
That I remember was like a horrific experience.
Why?
God, this is so
I live for this. I want to know all the details.
This is so like embarrassing.
Why was it bad?
Well, okay, so it was like I was like, oh, I can't believe I'm gonna party, and they're really doing the spin the bottle thing. Like, this is crazy. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of the fly on the wall kid. I wasn't like but my best friend was like a cool kid, and I was like his like, you know, henchman. I was just like a wallflower henchman to like my best friend. And so, but I was there, and I remember like this spin the bottle game was going on, and these people are like pecking, you know what I mean? Just like a peck or whatever, mm-hmm. whatever you call it, like smooch. Mm-hmm. And then it's this girl spun it, who was like a, what would you say?
I don't know.
How
I don't
would you
know
describe
what...
someone that was that's like cool,
popular?
I'm a wild, cool girl.
A wild, cool girl, like
yeah. She's edgy. This girl had edge.
Okay.
She had, you know, like remember those ball chain necklaces?
Not really, but yeah. I don't think so.
Anyways, she spun it. It landed on me.
She kissed you.
And she was like, we're going to French.
And
it was like the first people. I was like, what's happening?
In front of everyone?
Yes. This is weird. That's why I didn't want to tell the story.
I love it. Keep going.
And that was, I don't know. It was like, I mean, it was traumatic. I feel like it was.
Why was it traumatic?
Like, it was just, well, it's kind of like a mortifying thing to be like, the first time someone's like, I'm going to put my
tongue in your
mouth, and you're like in a circle of other kids.
And you don't remember how old you were?
It's like sixth, seventh, eighth, like
that's
somewhere.
Crazy.
I don't know. More seventh or eighth. So I would say like maybe
junior
eighth.
High.
So yeah, junior high.
Oh my gosh. Well, it sounds like the other one was obviously your first kiss because you liked her, and it was like were you guys a girlfriend and boyfriend after that first cul-de-sac kiss, girl?
I literally think the next day I shortly thereafter I got a triangle shaped folded up
piece
like of
I remember
paper
this,
from her friend.
I remember
saying,
that part of the story where like saying, yeah, the friends.
It was literally during the Pledge of Allegiance. Like
oh,
we're saying,
shut up.
We're saying it's like we're
tragedy.
Saying Pledge of Allegiance, and I'm handed this triangle shaped folded up piece
shut
of paper.
Up. Did you open
like,
it during the Pledge
of
Allegiance?
Cut. What?
Did you open it during?
Yeah, it's very cinematic. If you can imagine,
It's
over
this
the
is
loudspeaker,
a movie scene.
Pledge of Allegiance. Everyone's doing it, and I'm unfolding this piece of paper that is just like,
oh my God.
To me at the time, like your life is over. You know what I mean?
Aw, you were heartbroken,
crushed.
Oh, lovey.
Rejection, man.
Did you cry?
Up until that point, you're not like, who's rejected you? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
no one at that point. Did you cry?
I don't know.
You did.
I bawled. it's so hard. Yeah.
Oh, these stories are so cute. I love them.
I remember being upset by things like that when I was, aww. You know, being affected by them. I guess
I remember hearing that your first like girlfriend or whatever was that. Like, I remember the story of like her friends writing you the notes and then she broke up with you through a note. I remember all that, but I don't remember like dropping off at the bus stop. I don't think you've ever told me that part. And then the kiss. Yeah. And the Pledge of Allegiance, that's pretty incredible. That's a very important detail that you left out.
That's the beginning of the rom-com, man.
Yeah, I can't believe you've always left out that detail because that is iconic. Mm-hmm. Your first breakup was during the Pledge of Allegiance.
I know.
It's wild.
Yeah, crazy.
I love it. Oh my God. This was the best. That I'm so happy.
Same question?
Same. You want to answer it again?
No.
You have more first kisses?
No, for you. What's your first kiss?
Don't you know mine? Mine's boring. Mine was certainly not that. It wasn't breakup at the Pledge of Allegiance, Frenching in front of everybody. Well, I have two first kisses. I'm just kidding. No, my
first
kiss.
Don't make me tell this story.
No, it's quick and boring. It's not like yours. It was, I was, never had a boyfriend, never been kissed. I was 16, junior in high school, and I was in Pirates of Penzance playing Mabel. And the guy who was playing Frederick, we had to kiss in the show. And it was a huge, and it, maybe you're like, oh, it's a stage kiss. It doesn't count, because it doesn't, because it's not like we were dating or he liked me or whatever. It wasn't like that. But for me, it was very much my first kiss. And I was mortified because I was 16. Everyone else had already obviously been kissed at this point. I was like the only one like at my school. Oh, wow. And we were doing rehearsals outside in the Greek theater. So there was, and everyone knew in the cast that it was my first kiss. Not that I was announcing it to anyone, because I wasn't,
I can remember
so embarrassed.
That theater kid BS. We're like, oh, we have to get,
right.
You know what
and
I mean?
So everyone came out for the rehearsal.
Was it that kind of thing where like, you would be like, it would be like rehearsal after rehearsal, and you would just like, okay, we'll just mark the kiss. We're just going to skip the kiss, whatever. And then finally,
it wasn't
when it's like
that.
Tech or whatever, then you
no,
would do
it wasn't
the kiss.
Like that. It was like, we went through and like did all the different scenes, whatever, like, okay, on this day we're doing this scene, on this day we're doing this scene. And then they were like, hey, today we're doing this scene and we're going to rehearse the kiss. Like he just, like the director let us know. Like he was like, oh, we're doing this scene today and we're going to rehearse the
did
kiss.
Did you have an intimacy coordinator?
No, he did not. But the whole cast came out and like sat and watched. And so I was so nervous, not because of the kiss, but because like,
we kind of have similar
stories. Everybody
was
watching and like hooting and hollering because they all knew it was my first one. And he was like the popular kid at school. Like he was on the football team and he was like always the lead in every show and everyone like had a crush on him and blah, blah, blah. So it was like, I was so nervous. And it was my first lead. I'd never done anything like that in my life. So I was like shocked that I got a role at all. So it was very unexpected that like the loser little me like was going to kiss this like jock. And it was my first kiss. And I was so nervous.
Did you love it? Was it so
no,
great?
It was mortifying because everyone was watching and I was so nervous. I was so embarrassed. But like I always like, even though it wasn't technically my first kiss, because it wasn't like a romantic, like actual real life kiss.
It's a great story. Yeah.
It's the one I always think of because it was like core memory of horrified.
So we both had audiences.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Did they do that when you had to do that moment in the actual show, in the performances?
No.
When people in the audience ooh.
No. Not that I remember. Maybe they did, but I don't think so.
When you did shows in college,
sorry to interrupt you. I just remember, oh my God. I just remembered something so horrifying. I don't think I've thought about this since it happened. I'm pretty sure that the guy who was doing, that I did the scene with, he like, oh my God, I'm just remembering this, but like have vague memories. I must've tried to block it from my mind. Sorry to interrupt you, love, but I remember him telling me, you know how a stage kiss works, right? And I was like, yeah, totally. And he's like, you don't open your mouth. Like you just like move your head around. Like, but your lips are together. But like,
what, it's
don't,
like this big like, moment where it's like,
yeah, it's like, well, it's like it's a kiss. It was like to the music. So there's like this, it's at the end of a song. Like we sing a duet together. And then there's like this musical interlude where they kiss and it's upbeat. It's not like this romantic sweet thing. It's like, da 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 da. It's like that. And so it's like all this upbeat pretty, but it's like has to last for a while. So like we were, our lips were touching for like probably 5 seconds or three. I don't know. So it wasn't like a, it was like, it just
like
sit there for a
movement,
minute.
Movement, yeah.
So he like, I completely forgot about this, but I'm pretty sure he like was like, hey, just so you know, don't be opening your mouth, queen. Like, I'm pretty sure he was like, you don't do, we're, our lips just touch. That's all it is. Like, we're not doing, nothing crazy's happening here. That's so embarrassing. He felt the need to be like, listen up, sweet cheeks. You're not getting any of this. Keep those lips locked. And it really was. It was like our lips touched, like it was as if your hands touched like that. Like,
yeah.
And just like head moving weirdness.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry. What did I interrupt you saying? I apologize.
No, that's I'm glad you had like a.
It was mortifying.
A
it
flashback,
was like
yeah.
a flashback of like him telling me, don't open your mouth. Anyway.
He's just being the cool theater guy. Yeah. I don't know.
What were you asking?
Did you, when you were in college or whatever, did you ever do performance, like matinee performances that were just for like a high school? Like they would like,
yes.
they would like bus in like yes. a high, like a complete full high school.
Uh-huh. I think
These
so.
These are some of my favorite performances when I was in college. I remember doing Romeo and Juliet and they like, we had to do a 10 a.m. show.
Ooh.
And it was because like these two local high schools, it was their field trip. Their field trip was like, hey, we're going to go to the college and watch their production of Romeo and Juliet. And it's 10 a.m. I'm in college, you know what I mean? And I'm like having to walk out and do this show in, you know, in tights or whatever. And it's like, have sword fights and all this. Like, but the audience, they were the most reactive in it, cheering, like involved. They were the best
really?
Audiences. Yeah. They would like scream. They would go, ooh, whenever like there was
cute.
A Romeo and Juliet kiss at the sword fight, they would yell out stuff, like not like heckle, but like, you know, as if you're like yelling at stuff in a movie you're watching. Like it was
so fun.
Yeah. You made me think of that with
that's
the ooh
so
thing.
Fun.
You never did that?
I don't remember high schoolers. I think that those would be our worst audiences.
I was like, that's so cool. Like we're their field trip.
That's
and they would,
so
they would be
that's
so
fun.
Into it. And they would get like the text. Like
you know
would,
Romeo and Juliet's on Broadway right now. Rachel Ziegler, like queen.
Yeah, I do know
most
that.
Talented.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I would love to see that. Anyway, do you want another weird question? These are taking so long. I feel like you're only going to get through one more.
Go for it.
All right. You ready for it? Weirdest place you've ever gone to the bathroom?
Weirdest place I've ever gone to
I feel like
the
you
bathroom?
Just told me a weird story the other day. It happened to you.
What?
Weirdest place you've ever gone to the bathroom, Lovey? Where's the weirdest
what
place?
What story did I tell you? Oh, no. Your dad's not for...
Yeah, okay,
podcast.
We're not going to talk about it then. We won't talk about it. But weirdest place you ever gone to the bathroom? I don't know. We'll skip it.
Living there. No, I'll have to say it now.
No, you don't. You don't. We don't need to talk about poo every week.
It's not like I pooped my pants.
I think you did the literal definition of pooping your pants.
No, it's not if it's not poop. If it's like...
If it's something coming out of the anus that is not air, it's poo. But let's
why,
move
we can't,
on.
Can't ambiguously like imply?
Yes, we can. Tune in next week to hear. Just next week. Well, we could talk about it. Not today, okay?
Yeah.
Not today.
Sure.
We can go 1 week without talking about poo, okay? All right. What this one was. Most of the questions on this list were like, what's your favorite color? Like they weren't weird.
Uh-huh.
We'll just do one more because this is taking a long time because we're going into such detail, which I love. This is so fun to me. Sorry if this is so like not interesting to anyone else, but I'm literally having the time of my life. Okay. What animal most closely resembles your style of eating? This is a real question on this list. What animal most closely resembles your style of eating? All right.
I don't know. Something that eats with their mouth open apparently too much.
Yeah, you do that. But can I, for me, it depends on what I'm eating. But if
sure.
it's something, if I'm starving and it's something delicious, I am our cat Gus eating wet food.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Couldn't get his face more in that. Purring.
Yeah. He's
panicking.
Purring. Yeah.
Panicked purring.
Do cats sweat? He's like sweating.
He's like panicked, loud purring.
Yeah.
It's falling out his mouth.
Yeah.
It's, and I think I might just be Gus because when he eats normal, he eats normal. But like when he wants that can of food, by the way, if he wants it and he hasn't been fed it yet, like if we're a little bit late to dinner time,
he'll try and
kill us. He will sucker punch us. Like he fully gets on his hind legs and punches us
Trips.
In the shins. Like he gets a fist in his little paw and
yeah.
literally punches my shins. It's like,
well, he tries to trip. He tries
on,
to trip me and like corral
yeah,
me.
Yeah, he'll try to trip
like
us.
Like a sheepdog.
Yeah, he tries to like herd us to his yeah. bowl and he looks at us like, what is it? His mouth will be agape. I'll be like, hello, where's my, like, and I feel like I get like super crazy and mean if I'm hungry.
You get hangry, yeah.
But I'm not like, I'm not going to feed myself. I'm like, hello?
Yeah, you're like,
no
you're,
one fed
you're
me
like
food?
Panicked and you're like, what is
I
it
I can't think
be?
Of food. Yeah. I'm not going to, I'm just not going to think about it. It's too
much
work.
Oh my gosh, you're Gus.
Am I Gus?
Yeah.
So I think I might be Gus.
That's pretty good, love.
What are you? I don't know.
What am I?
You're the beast when he's learning how to eat in the Beauty and the Beast. Yeah. What? Beauty and the Beast. He's like.
Your reference is lost on me. I've never seen
it's
that.
It's probably a good thing. There's a scene where he's like.
What the heck?
It's. I think it's in the middle of the song. There's something sweet and almost kind, but he was mean and he was coarse and unrefined. Do you know the song?
Yeah, a little bit, but also.
It's my favorite song, Beauty and
the
Beast.
I don't know if I like what you're insinuating.
But I think it's like a, it's like a montage where he's like.
Unrefined?
No, listen. There's like a whole montage where she's like teaching him how to be a kinder, softer, gentler beast. And he's like eating super something, like shoves his whole face and he's just like slobbery, slobbery. And then she's.
How I eat.
And then she like helps him learn. And then he like picks up a spoon and he like eats it all cute and proper.
That's not how you do that. I think, is there an animal that like puts everything in wraps? Is there an animal that likes bagels?
Good question. A raccoon, maybe?
Is there an animal that like wraps things up in like a tortilla?
Wraps things up in a tortilla. I can't think of anything that could do something like
it's
that.
Tough.
Like a snake wraps up its food in its body.
But yeah, I never realized I ate or chewed with my mouth not like open, but like
pretty much.
But there's something your family does not vibe. What your family hates that.
Well, my sister has whatever that is, that like the actual phobia or whatever of it, where it's like the reason I'm so sensitive to it and the reason that I noticed that you do it and I always comment on it is because of the trauma I have experienced when my sister has been around someone smacking their lips. Like she gets violently angry. Like, and I'm saying that with love.
I've seen her, and
I feel bad for her because like I know that feeling of like when something makes you like your brain twitch with like fury and you can't even help it, because I'm like that when flies zoom by my face. But she's like, I mean, she gets really upset. And so if I hear anyone smacking, I'm like, oh, it's not my favorite sound in the world, but it's not that it bothers me so much. It's more just like, oh no, that needs to stop, because if Rachel hears it, it's going to be bad. So
I don't like this question. It's not a good question.
It's not a good question?
I don't think so.
What
animal do you like? I liked your answer.
For you?
No, the cat. But for me, like, what do you want me to say? A cow.
Oh.
You know, big cow. Just going.
Yeah, I'd say a cow is good.
Thanks.
Sure.
Doesn't feel good.
All right. Well, anyway.
Doesn't feel good. You've lost me on this date.
Well, I was having so much fun. I just ruined it. No, I compared you to the beast, who's charming and kind. She's like, oh, he's a monster, but maybe he'll change a little bit. Like all those Disney princess fairy tales. Now as an adult, I look back on, I'm like, oh my God, these are all really bad. They're all teaching girls like it's okay to be with someone who's horrific. Just do everything he wants to be really nice and hope he changes.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this was really fun for me. I hope you guys had fun.
Do I get a second date?
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Even though I chew like a cow?
You can chew however you want to chew.
Cows
I'll
look happy,
no matter
man.
What.
They look really happy when they're eating.
Cows are Capricorns?
They look happy when they're eating. Man, they are Capricorns.
Did you say cows are Capricorns?
So they look, they're happy. They look happy when they're
eating.
They
do look happy. You are happy when you're eating. I love you.
Yeah.
We're going to go. We'll see you guys next week. And thank you for watching. Goodbye.
Bye.